That's right, Atlanta Gorgeous. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to pick up this second date, boy, they going to cut that check for $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Hey, Hi. Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I need you all's help.
All right. That's what we're here for, girl. What's going on?
So I just moved to Atlanta not too long ago, and I know I hear a lot about men in Atlanta, but I met this guy, Tebow, at Lenox Mall, and I can say he kind of swept me off my feet because I wasn't looking for anyone. I was just there, and he saw me, and we were in the same store, and we started talking, and we exchanged numbers, and we went out that night. You know, I told him, you know, I'll drive myself there. And we met at 11:45.
Okay.
And it was so nice. And now I'm trying to reach out to him, and I'm getting nothing but crickets.
Like, he not even texting you back a period or nothing?
Nothing.
Do you think maybe you did something that night to rub him the wrong way?
I don't think so, because, I mean, he was so affectionate. He was attentive. We were communicating. We were laughing. We were all on the same page. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't rarely meet people like that. So that's why I'm so shook. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm not a psychic, young lady. I'm not a psychic, but it sounds like you did go ahead and give him something, didn't you?
Y'all had sex.
I usually don't on the first date.
Shawty, why are you laughing? Child, why are y'all laughing at her?
And I'm not laughing at him.
It's
laughing.
Not funny, because look, listen, it's on the first date. So we went to 11:45, and then after we left there, he was like, you know, let's go over to Blue Flame. And I was like, okay, you know, and I'm still like being on guard, because like I said, first dates, I don't do that. But this guy was treating me like the queen that I am. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do believe in God. You sent me my king.
Okay,
I do believe in God.
Baby. Okay, calm down. To him. We going to call him, okay? What's his name?
Oh, gosh, help me.
Girl, what is his name?
Tebow.
He didn't give you a real name, Lauren.
That might be a real name.
His real name.
Okay. If y'all believe that this man mama named him T-E-E-B-O-O, I guess.
That sound like T-Boo.
All right, Lauren. We don't call Tebow.
Listen, we're going to get Tebow on the line, and we're going to find out what's going on, all right?
Okay.
Don't say nothing. When me or Mo cue you in, then you have the stage is yours.
Okay.
All right, girl. Hold the line.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he done scared. He done hit her with the good guy.
This man don't give you a real name, then he just messing with you. You know what? I'm thinking she probably was just too much for him. You know, sometimes girls come off a little too strong.
She does
try to hold the hand.
She seems stalkerish.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Tebow, please?
Who this?
Hey, Tebow, how you doing, man? This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter right here on Streets 94.5.
Hey, what's happening, Young Jock, man?
I ain't know how you going to act, Tebow. You sound like you was trying to hide out from somebody. Hey, Tebow.
You know it's tax season. The folks calling me, man. You know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, okay.
We're calling in regards to a second date.
Update.
And you are a contender.
Oh, man, so, you would have tricked me now.
Tebow, I don't think nobody tricked you or nothing like that. I think you might have put it down too good on somebody, man. We had a young lady call us up, and she said that you guys went out on a date, and she said it was absolutely the most phenomenal date she had been on. She done some things she doesn't usually do.
She called you a king.
And that, yeah. She said you were the king that God sent for her. So,
okay.
Her name is Lauren Tebow. Do you know Lauren?
No.
Are you sure? Y'all stop laughing. Okay, she said that you all went not only to 11:45, but then you left there and went to the Flame and had a good time, and then you all had a nightcap.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Brittany. I thought your name was Brittany, not Lauren.
No, her name was Lauren for sure.
Okay.
So you don't even remember the poor girl's name. Is that what I'm getting?
Hey, man, I run into a lot of girls on the weekends. I apologize. I let her know I apologize.
Well, you're going to have to, because she's on the line. Lauren, you're king. King Tebow.
He don't remember you.
Tebow, are you serious? I had to call the radio station to get in touch with you. And then you have the nerve to say Brittany.
What's the issue here? Why are you calling the radio station? Why are you
Because when I met you, when I met you, you were so genuine. We hung out like the whole night until the next day. And you were telling me all these good nothings, I guess.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, babe, I'm a club promoter. So I'm always in the club every weekend with different girls, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I like to have fun, and I like beautiful women around me when I have fun. So you was the winner that day.
Wow.
That day?
Wow. Lauren, baby, before you get all worked up, I want you to fully understand the man you're dealing with is not the king who you thought he was. I mean, you know.
No, he's an ATL player, and it happens to the best of y'all. Guard your heart and keep your legs crossed.
I'm sorry, Lauren, but I don't want you to waste any more breath.
Look, please don't hate me for it. I just thought you knew. I mean,
Lauren, I'm sorry, baby, but this is obviously 101 that you're going to have to get used to. Okay, these guys are
not. No, this is unbelievable. Oh, my God.
No, this is second date update.
Stop it, Shawty. Lauren, again, girl, I apologize, but you just got to be smarter out here. You understand, like, the first date, you had it right. Don't do it on the first date because you need to see what he really about, okay?
Mm-hmm. There was no first date unless you talk about the date that I hit it.
All right, T-Bow. No need to be disrespectful.
That's
thank
what
you so much.
Too.
All right, girl.
All right,
y'all call
thank
him,
you
call
so
him
much,
on
baby.
Phone.
We appreciate
I'm not calling him because he's not answering.
All right, bye.
On to the next.
Bye.
All right, again, I'm sorry it didn't work out, guys. You know, that is what it is, but that second date update, apparently no one's getting this $100 from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, Atlanta. Gorgeous, call us up. And tell us what you think about the second date update, 404-352-0945.